Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, December 10th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, the new Mac Pro and Pro Display XDR are now available to order from Apple. The new Mac Pro starts at $6,000, while the Pro Display XDR starts at $5,000. The first Mac Pro and Pro Display XDR orders placed today will ship on December 18th, but many configuration options are already delayed until January and February of 2020. Today also marks our first look at the build-to-order configuration pricing for the new Mac Pro. As expected, the machine can get expensive pretty quickly as you add additional options. With all of the available hardware upgrade options, you can currently configure a build-to-order Mac Pro that costs $52,599. That pricing gets you a 2.5 GHz 28-core Intel Xeon W processor, 1.5 TB of RAM, a 4 TB SSD, and two Radeon Pro Vega 2 Duo graphics cards. If you're wondering about the optional wheels for the Mac Pro, those will cost you $400 on their own. The Apple Afterburner card, which is an accelerator card designed for video production and processing, is an additional $2,000 upgrade. With all of that having been said, however, the Mac Pro will soon get even more expensive. Currently, the Mac Pro maxes out at 4 TB of SSD storage, but Apple says an 8 TB option will be available sometime soon. Apple also says that two new graphics card options will be made available for the Mac Pro sometime soon. You can find all of our coverage on the new Mac Pro and Pro Display XDR on 9to5mac.com. In other news, Apple is set to make its return to the Consumer Electronics Show this year. CES 2020 officially begins on January 7th, and Apple will make its first formal appearance since 1992, this time to talk about privacy. Apple's Senior Director of Privacy, Jane Horvath, will speak at CES during a Chief Privacy Officer roundtable. The CES schedule indicates that this discussion will focus on things like regulation, consumer privacy at scale, and more. In addition to Apple, representatives from Facebook and Procter & Gamble will participate in the roundtable, as well as FTC Commissioner Rebecca Slaughter. Apple didn't have a formal presence at CES earlier this year, but the company did strategically place billboards throughout Las Vegas touting that what happens on your iPhone stays on your iPhone. Therefore, it only seems fitting that Apple's official return to CES will likewise focus on its privacy efforts. The roundtable will take place on Tuesday, January 7th at 1 p.m. Pacific time. It'll be streamed live on the CES website, and we'll have full coverage on 9to5Mac as well. We are sponsored this week by NanoLeaf, who is ushering in a new era of beautifully personalized lighting experiences. NanoLeaf has been a key innovator in smart lighting since 2016, as early adopters of Apple's HomeKit with the release of its visually intriguing smart LED light panels. NanoLeaf's collection of modular lighting solutions offers users the ability to pair lighting with music, play interactive games, and also set scenes or trigger other HomeKit devices on the network. Every product created by NanoLeaf embodies the company's philosophy of smarter by design. Visit nanoleaf.me/9to5mac or the link in the show notes below for more info on exclusive deals for NanoLeaf's design kits, twin packs, and starter kits. And from December 26th through January 2nd, 9to5mac daily listeners can take advantage of an exclusive offer on NanoLeaf's flagship products, NanoLeaf Rhythm and NanoLeaf Canvas. My thanks to NanoLeaf for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Apple Today has also launched its new Apple Card 0% financing feature for iPhone purchases. With this feature, customers can finance iPhone purchases over 24 months with 0% interest, and you'll also still get daily cash back on your total iPhone purchase. Customers will be able to manage their installments plan through the Apple Card interface in the Wallet app directly on their iPhone. Apple explains that when you use the Apple Card monthly installments feature to finance your iPhone, the monthly payment for that iPhone will simply be included in your minimum payment every month. The difference, of course, is that your Apple Card installments for iPhone purchases are not subject to interest like the rest of your Apple Card balance. At this point, there's no word on whether Apple plans to offer Apple Card financing for purchases of other Apple products. You can still finance Apple Store purchases with Barclay Card for now, but presumably Apple will expand Apple Card financing to Mac, iPad, and other purchases at some point in the future. Speaking of Apple Card, Apple today also launched a new daily cash promotion for the holiday season. Apple is now offering 6% daily cash back to Apple Card users with purchases of Apple hardware through December 31st. This means that when you make any Apple hardware purchases with your Apple Card, you'll get 6% back. This includes the iPhone, iPad, Mac, Apple TV, AirPods, and Apple Watch. Purchases of Apple services, like Apple Music, are ineligible for this promo, but they will continue to get 3% cash back. Apple gives cash back on a daily basis for all transactions that have cleared in the past 24 hours. Daily cash continues to be offered at 3% for purchases with Apple Pay at Nike, Uber, Walgreens, and T-Mobile, as well as 2% from any other Apple Pay transaction. Purchases made with a physical Apple Titanium card continue to earn 1% cash back. Last but not least, Apple today has released iOS 13.3, watchOS 6.1.1, and tvOS 13.3 to the public. There are also new updates to macOS Catalina, as well as the HomePod rolling out today. And you can find all of the details on these releases at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can keep up with all of the latest Apple news at 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.